Hello. If you are listening carefully to this, then I must assume that you have some, or maybe a lot, of anxiety that you are struggling with right now. I wish that you were here in my rooms, and that I could firstly give you some herbs, because in dealing with this problem so many times in my career, I've seen that letting nature take the first step is truly the wise beginning to the path of healing. If you can perhaps come back to this exercise after having had something so simple as a chamomile tea or any kind of relaxing medicine from nature, everything will work better. Because this is such a deeply ingrained problem that it can be said to be a part of life itself. All living things must experience fear. And for us people, with our minds, our awareness, with the complexity of our lives, we can experience so many fears. Let nature help. Nature gave us life, and nature can help us to heal. We also have to do our work. And the thing to grasp very consciously and clearly with anxiety is that there is a tension within the body that always lies beneath the storm that runs around in the mind. Anxiety creates so much thinking, so much jumping around from one idea or thought or imagining to another. The mind becomes a veritable storm of activity. And when people are first coming to terms with their anxiety, that's where they focus their awareness on where the problem lies in their thinking. And I put it to you that this is not helpful for healing, because you cannot solve the problem of thinking by thinking itself. You cannot think yourself out of thought any more than you can dig yourself out of a hole. The way to calm the mind, to be free from the tyranny of thought, is to relax into the body, which is where your subconscious lies. Where you feel is in your body, where you think is in your head. To heal anxiety, you must come back into your body and heal the rift, the divide between your spirit and your flesh, your mind and your body. To do that, we use the simple and effective methods of relaxation that we've passed down from generation to generation, things which bring us back to our center. Firstly and always, starting with the breath. Breathe out now through your lips so that you fully exhale, and blow just a little air with force so that you completely empty the air all the way down to your abdomen. Then as you breathe in, shut your eyes and fill your body with air. Then once again, open your lips just a little and breathe with a little blowing to fully exhale. Immediately, you can feel the beginnings of peace coming back. It's as easy as breathing. Breathe in again, nice and fully. Lift your eyebrows up as you do, so you're filling up all the way to your head with air. As you breathe out, feel your face soften. Let your jaw relax. Let your tongue sit loosely in your mouth. Let your teeth open a little. allow yourself to have a small smile. Anxiety has a deeper root than that which you can perceive through your thought. Within your body will be a core of tension, a place where the fear and worry that has been in your life has accumulated a center. You know where this is because you can feel it. Allow yourself to center in to where the tension is at its greatest. Inside your body is a place where things are tight. If there is more than one place, which would be very normal, just go to where you feel the most and allow yourself to rest there for a moment. And breathe. Breathe into this part of you where you hold your tension. Allow it to rise up. Allow yourself to feel it more fully, without fear, with openness, with compassion, with kindness. Go to the source of the tension within. The mind is a reflection. The thinking is an echo of this deeper reality, this physical tension within. This is the source that you need to go into, to feel, to explore. Start to identify with what it is that you feel. You have been trapped in your mind, if you have anxiety, caught there, so that everything you feel is as if it were the experience of an alien, of a stranger, an intruder that you observe and look at. But this is not real. Your feelings are your own. Your body is where you live. Do not stay centered in your mind anymore. Be in your body, even if there is tension there that is not comfortable or nice. It is reality. It is far more real than anything in thought. Be there and explore where you are, who you are, because this is you. Feel, I am this tension, this is me. I feel it, therefore, it is I. And simply breathe into it. Be within. What you will find, what all my patients have found, so I know this to be a universal truth, is that when you be within the tension, it changes. It moves, it dissolves, it shifts. Go with the change. Perhaps it will go to another part of your body. Perhaps it will simply change its shape, its feeling. Go with the change. Have you found the center of your tension? It doesn't matter if you disapprove. What matters is you understand that this is real and that this can heal through relaxation, through acceptance. There is a trust in this which you must come back to, because fear is without trust. And you must trust that your body is your friend, your dearest, most caring friend. It so loves you in every possible way. In every fiber, in every cell, it only wishes you well. It does not wish you to suffer. Go into that tension that has accumulated through many experiences and been held through misunderstanding, through an absence of healing. The tension has been held. No matter how deep it is, you must go within and heal that tension. Breathe into it one more time, wherever it is, even if it's shifted. Go into the tension. As you breathe out, you just let go. You accept what it is. Wherever it is. Turn to nature. It is all around you. Just like your body, it does not wish you harm. It gave you life. Continues to give you life. Trust nature. Learn to trust your body and relax, because truly everything is going